Parshas Lech Lecha transitions over from Noach Ish Tzadik to the greatness of Avraham Avinu, probably the most significant person in world history, the father of ethical monotheism. Question is asked, why was Avraham capable of drawing in so many people tachas kanfei Shechina, and Noach is chastised for not having the ability to bring people closer to Hashem? Noach never managed to convince anyone to join the fold, while Avraham converted thousands of people. So the Zohar explains, the reason Noach was unsuccessful, because unlike Avraham, who constantly davened for his dar, Noach didn't daven for the people of his generation to repent and be saved from annihilation. And that is why the Mabel will forever be known as Mei Noach, Noach's water. And the question is, how did the Zohar know that Noach did not daven for his generation? So I heard an absolutely remarkable idea. The Gemara says, Ein Amida Ela Tefila. The word Amida is synonymous with prayer. Amida means I'm standing in one place, I'm stationary. The Sfardim called the Tefillah of Shemayna Esrei, which is the most essential part of davening, Amida. Why is Tefillah called Amida? Because if someone davens, and especially if you daven on behalf of somebody else, in that time, you can be learning Torah. You can be steiging and growing in your own Avodas Hashem. But by taking a break from your own personal Avodah, and you go and daven, now you're an Oymet. You're stagnating your own growth for the benefit of others. That is why Tefillah is called Amida, stagnation. When Avraham davened on behalf of Sodom, the Pasuk says, V'Avraham Odenu Oymed Lifnei Hashem. And after the destruction of Sodom, the Pasuk says, V'Yashkem Avraham Baboiker El HaMokem Asher Omad Sham. The Torah describes Avraham as an Oymed. He was taking a break from his own personal growth to daven on behalf of others. By Noach, however, it says, Esolakim Hishalech Noach. Noach was a hoylach. He was on the move. He was concerned with his own growth, growing his own resume, his own image. And that is not what a manik should be concerned about. When you are a world leader, your concern should be the people of your generation. And with that in mind, I'd like to share with you an amazing story. The story occurred about 20 years ago. There was a gathering that took place in Ariya, in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Avadi Yosef, the Poisek Adar, participated in that asifa. They sat him up front next to this young Rav named Reb David. During the asifa, a young man in his 30s approaches this young Rav, and he's hysterical. He says, Rebbe, my wife was just diagnosed with a terrible disease, and the doctors say she only has a few months to live. Rebbe, I have a house full of little children. You must promise me that my wife will have a refuah shleima. And the Rav tells him, Yitzchak, I can give you a bracha, a brichas hedyot, but I can't promise you. I'm not a bal moifas. When he hears that, he breaks down. Rebbe, you must promise me, be goyzer in shemayim that she should be healed. Tzadik goyzer v'akadosh baruch hu makayim. Sorry, Yitzchak, I can't promise you. He says, Rebbe, I know you can do it, and I'm not leaving from here until you promise me. And this went on for another few minutes. Then Reb David gets up and he says, Yitzchak, I promise you, your wife will have a refuah shleima. And he's so excited, he starts singing and dancing and he runs home. Reb Avadi Yosef turns to this young Rav, Reb David, what did you just do? You promised this young man? I don't promise anybody. Why are you giving him false hope? What if she doesn't recover? What about Medvar Sherka Tirchak? You promised falsely. What about Layachel Devarai? Did you even speak to the doctor? How can you say that? And the young Rav turns to Reb Avadi Yosef. Rebbe, I saw those tears. I felt this pain. I sensed this anguish. I know he's not leaving from here without that promise. I know if he goes home now without that avtacha, he and his children will sink into such utter despair and despondency, and who knows if they will ever recover. So I looked into my heart, and I said, Rabbi Nishalayim, I'm willing to suffer the consequences of violating a law in the Torah. I'm willing to accept whatever punishment is destined for me. But at least I know for the next few months, this young man and his children will live in a happy home because of my promise. And Rabbi Avadia was stunned. He turns to the crowd and he points at Reb David and he says, this Rav, Asid Leah is Gadol B'Yisrael. A Rav that's willing to suffer for his people, a person that is willing to give up from his own Olam Haba to alleviate someone else's pain, that is a true leader. And Reb Avadia's Havtacha came true. Reb David is the now famous Reb David Abu Chatzira, one of the Gedolim of our generation. Avraham Avinu could have sat in shul and learned Torah and davened and grown in his own personal Avodas Hashem. But he gave up from his own ruchnias, from his own spiritual growth, to educate others. He traveled the world to teach humanity about the concept of monotheism. He could have used that time to work on elevating himself, growing his own spirituality, learning more Torah, doing more mitzvahs, building his own Olam Haba. He gave all that up to bring awareness of a Borei Olam to the world. Reaching out and sacrificing your own ruchnius to elevate others, that is the true sign of a gadol. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.